I'm going to start a new series today on how do you know that there is God? How do you know that there is God? As we are living in a pluralistic society with different religions and different concepts, different ethnic groups and traditions and cultures and ideas, and people are asking the question, how do you know that there is God? And so there are many religions in the world, and each religion has a concept, a god or gods. The Hindus believe in millions of gods. The Theravada Buddhism, the orthodox doctrine of Buddhism, they do not obey a supreme god, neither submit to Hindu gods or gods, but they submit to Buddha. They strictly obey the doctrines of Buddha. The Mahayana Buddhism believe in Buddha's teachings, also worship the Hindu gods. Islam believe in one God who is Allah. He is an impersonal God. Judaism believes, those are basically mostly Jews, Judaism believes in one God. They believe only in the Old Testament or the Bible, but will not believe in the New Testament or the teachings of Jesus. The Mormons or the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ, they believe in many gods, and also you too can become a god. The true Protestant Christianity believe in one living God. He is a God of the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, I am not going to join Roman Catholicism, as their belief in God is the same as the Protestants, but there's a great distance when it comes to doctrine. So the question is, how do you know that there is God? And you can ask a Hindu, and you can ask a Buddhist, you can ask a person in Islam, or you can ask a Mormon, you can ask any religion. Basically, I believe they will all have different opinions. But there is something called absolutes, meaning there's something that is called the final truth, the absolutes. An absolute is a final truth. And so, I'm going to base my opinion on the Bible, because I believe Bible is an absolute, the final authority. And also, I'm going to give you some logic to support that. And so, in Genesis chapter, first of all, what I want to show you is time. And you will see a lot of people, they don't see how time is connected to God. And Genesis chapter 1 verse 5 says, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Here we see the first day. Time proves the existence of God. So time proves the existence of God. The absence of time would be eternal, everlasting. That's the absence of time. If there is no time, we will be all eternal. There will be in time there is a beginning. In time there is an end. There are divisions in time. If time is eternal, there will be infinite days. There won't be a day that is not going to end, because the day is going to be forever, which will never end. But we live according to time. There is a beginning and there is an end. Look at our time. You find the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, and the years. It's pure logic that there is time, and it's divided into seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, and the months, and the years. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." And verse 16 says, "God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made also the stars." Verse 18 says, "And to rule over the day, over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw it, it was good." Everything in time, you see how everything is divided into the very second. Everything is so organized to the very second. There is a beginning of a new day and the end of that day. There's a beginning of a new week and the end of that week. There's a beginning of a new month and the end of that month. There's a beginning of a new year and the end of a year. Everything runs precisely to the very second. Now this cannot happen. And it is impossible for time to be in existence without a supreme, infinitely knowledgeable God who is all-powerful and all-knowing. So, time proves the existence of a God. Because see how beautifully, marvelously, He engineered time to the very second. And we all go according to time. Time doesn't wait for us. We are all submit. Everybody is submit to time. And we revolve around time. And we depend on time. So, you know, the Bible was not written to very highly knowledgeable people, but to just general people. That's why the language is so plain and clear. So the time really proves that there is one living God. I'm going to touch another part of this to show that there is, how do you know that there is God? Just a small portion of it. And I'm going to continue next week. And I'm going to show you many thoughts and ideas. And I'm going to prove many things to show that there is God. And another thing is the beauty of the universe. The beauty of the universe. You know, in the olden days, I'm talking very, very olden days, many thought that the earth was flat. Then around 150 AD, Claudius Ptolemy, a Greek geographer and a mathematician and an astronomer, he compiled an encyclopedia of the ancient world from the archives of a library in Alexandria in Egypt. His 8-volume geography included the extensive maps of the known world, all based on a curved globe. That was 150 AD. And before that, people thought that the earth was flat. Christopher Columbus, in his voyage in 1492, confirmed that the earth was round. Then Magellan, his crew proved that the earth was a circle or a globe on his when he circled around the globe on a 3-year voyage around the earth from 1519 to 1522. However, around 800 BC, you can see 800 years before the birth of Christ, In God's word, it said the following. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? From the beginning, there's a time. Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? And verse 22 says, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth. Here God tells that the earth is a globe, a circle, round. And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. From the perspective of God, we are like grasshoppers. So you may be seated in your home and listening to this sermon, or in your living room, or your bedroom, or wherever. Or you know, and did you know, while you're listening to this message, that the earth is rotating at a very high speed on its axis? If you live somewhere very close to the equator, or at the equator, the speed of the earth is approximately little over 1,000 miles per hour. That's about 1,600 kilometers per hour. But at the North Pole, that is 90 degrees north, and South Pole, 90 degrees south, the speed is effectively, it's about zero. There is no speed. Since that spot rotates once in 24 hours, very, very slow speed. Somewhere in US or Europe, the speed is about 700 to 900 miles per hour. That's about 1,125 to 1,450 kilometers per hour. The earth is rotating on its axis. Now, everything that man creates comes to an end. Everything. Whatever man creates comes to an end. Even the brand new car that you will buy, after so many thousands and thousands of miles, it's going to wear out. There is going to come an end at the end. There's a slow death to everything. And sometimes when the car gets old, you get worried that you may get stranded on the road. Do you worry that the earth will stop spinning one day? Of course not. You know, everything you buy, even a computer or a bicycle or a new house or anything that you buy, a television set or a book or anything you buy, there is an end. There is a slow death. What about the earth? You know, everything you buy doesn't speed as the earth does. If you buy a car, maybe it will run 80 miles per hour. But it doesn't run 80 miles per hour all the time. Only sometimes. Sometimes you may run only 40, 20, 30. But a lot of times it will be just sitting in the garage or outside in your house. But what about the earth? It's spinning around its axis about 1,000 miles per hour without any stop. It doesn't stop. Just imagine if the earth stopped spinning. Wow. It spins every single second, minute, hour, week, months, and years. For years and years and years and years. From the very beginning, it has been spinning about 1,000 miles per hour. Wow. Well, if you buy a car, or if you buy a computer, or a beautiful printer, or whatever, you need maintenance. Without maintenance, your car will not last long. You need to change oil. You need to wash your car. You need to change transmission oil. You need to change tires. A lot of maintenance that is involved in your car. But still, it's going to die one day. But what about the earth? Does it need any maintenance? Wow! Just imagine. The Bible says in Job chapter 26, verse 7, He stretched out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Wow! God is the ruler and the governor of the earth. It is impossible for earth to spin at a speed of about 1,000 miles per hour without any maintenance. Every single second, minute, hour, weeks, months and years. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years. To spin without any supreme being over it, ruling and governing. And we are going to continue next week. And I pray that if you know any people that who doesn't believe that God exists, you can use this sermon for God's glory.